Gemma Mills McGrath is a London-Irish writer with wide experience across a variety of written forms, plays and screenwriting, poems and short stories. Her monologue, Me and Mrs. Cosgrove, is a wry reflection on the speaker's younger self, and it's performed for us by actor Paul Lavers.
Me and Mrs. Cosgrove. What was she like? Lovely is too easy. She was as complex and unpredictable as any good jazz improvisation. She was supposed to put me on my feet, not knock me off them. Which happened lightning fast and out of the blue, just like Muhammad Ali knocking out Sonny Liston in their first round that same summer of 1965. One of the coldest in London, but for me, a scorcher. The season of a lifetime. Nellie was a friend of my aunt's, and my mother helped me find digs at theirs as a paying guest while I sought my fortune, or got off the Dublin dole at least. Nellie became the love that burned like no other before or after. As it happened, I watched the Ali Liston match with her husband Bill at their local, who insisted I join him. Big into boxing he was. Bill was English, and he had a fist for a face, but still managed to be handsome. The man was a mystery. That was all in early May. By June, she and I were lovers, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Before I met the Cosgroves, all I knew from my mother was that they were comfortable. No kids. Nellie was from Sligo originally. She loved music, so we were bound to get on. I didn't know it would be like a house on fire, nor that the sparks would start the moment she opened the door. Bill was away on business, so she welcomed me alone. The quiet calm, the quality furnishing, the art, her piano room lined with wall-to-wall records. A far cry from our rowdy house. She made me soup. We drank wine, listened to Coltrane. She said she liked her work as a piano teacher in girls' convent, not unlike the one that she went to back home. I was enraptured. I got a job quickly, measuring inside legs at Mossbross, of all things. By night, I was in the clubs of Soho, soaking it all up, coming in late. Nellie would be up, offering me something to eat, but mainly to talk music. The night our thing started, I suggested she join me at Ronnie Scott's. By now the sparks had turned into an electric current, which I made every effort to turn off. But she revelled in it, laughing, throaty, impish, light. We left Ronnie's to find a summer storm. We watched the rain bounce off the pavement. We laughed like children. We'd miss the last tube if we didn't make a run for it. So we did, and breathless we stopped for the red man on the lights, turned to each other and kissed. From then on, it was green man all the way. Until September, when I knew I had to end it. The guilt was too much. I never understood when she said she and Bill had an arrangement. I took her to her favourite Chinese restaurant, the first place she took me. I told her I was going back to see my sick dad for a week. Nellie in high spirits, you can see here, leaning into life, me holding back. She insisted we take this photo. Wary of evidence, I tried to stop it, but the waiter had clicked us into eternity. Despite her glossy facade and the three-bed semi in Finchley, lay a rawness, a wild, restless heart on the run. The day after, I was on the run. I'm sitting on a toilet seat in Terminal 3. An hour ago, at Nellie's wake, Bill sidled over, thanking me for coming. He mentioned he invited all her boys. Handed me an envelope. In it, this photo. all her boys? Wow. Bill's revenge. I knew they hosted foreign students each summer, but it never crossed my mind. But now, peering into Nellie's smile, I'm not sure. Why didn't she ever send the photo to me? Was she sulking? I wrote them both explaining I had to stay, help me mother now Dad had died. I don't know. But seeing this photo 30 years on is a sucker punch to the guts. Seeing your younger self look back at you is quite a thing as you trudge through middle age. Nellie is dead now, and I must go back to my wife and work tomorrow. The smell of that summer is rain mixed with her Chanel number 5. Gate 15 is flashing last call. I run to it, and I'm knocked for 6 all over again.
Me and Mrs. Cosgrove is a Green Curtain Theatre production. It was recorded in September 2020